This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin. I'm also C. Squiggle, I guess is what you are now calling me. And Shippy. And we are being joined by Radio.com NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick, how you doing today, man?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today, man?
We are, we're getting through it. And I think, we'll talk about the Mavericks in just a little bit. But this has been a pretty emotional week for most everybody, and I would say most people with the NBA, but man, this is something I think hit everybody. What kind of impact have you seen that Kobe's life and death had on the NBA and yourself?
Well, I tell you what, it was devastating. I'm a real Christian guy. I was raised in the church by my grandparents, and to me, you never question God. God work in mysterious ways, and it's sad, man, but he had to take the life of a great Kobe Bryant, who me personally had started to develop a friendship with him once we retired, through phone conversations and stuff like that, man. And you wonder why Kobe, but you never question God, and sometimes God, has a mysterious ways sometimes of sending messages down to the people and saying, hey, life is short. You just never know. Because nobody in their right mind, including myself, would ever thought that Kobe Bryant would die at the age of 41. When I seen the news, I'm like, not Kobe. Kobe is the king of Mr. Adversity. He would have found a way off that helicopter or found a way to land that helicopter and got through it. But it's a reality check, and to be honest, the responses and what the things I've been seeing around the world, like how to me it's almost like it's bringing people together, and it's making people realize, like, hey, life is not promised. Hey, let's treat every day like it's our last. Let's appreciate our loved ones, and the positive energy that I'm getting from it is just remarkable, in my opinion.
Now, you had mentioned when you learned about the news, but in the social media age, so many people are like watching the news change and evolve. Did you get caught up in that cycle where, like, ABC News said four of his kids had died, and there was word that Rick Fox had died? Like, did you get caught up in that, all of that, like, ebb and flow as all of that info was coming out?
No, I didn't. I always wait for the confirmation. You have your reliable sources out there that, and for us, with me, the basketball world of it, if I see it come from Adrian Wojnarowski and I see it from Woj, then I'm almost 99% positive that it's true. If it comes from Woj, I always wait on Woj to put his tweet out or whatever he may do. And once he makes his statement, I know it's right, because he has that credibility, and to me, he's never told false information. And I never did get caught up into it, but not once after it started hitting, I knew Kobe was had passed on us. I knew that much. I didn't know who else was on the plane, but I did believe from the jump that it was Kobe Bryant, though.
And you were talking about the moment. We got Kendrick Perkins on with us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You were talking about the experience of realizing, just what our mortality is and kind of changing and coming together. And we did see on social media you reached out to KD. And was that – I mean, that's got to be the drive behind that reaching out. And was it welcomed?
Well, it was, man. And, my whole thing was that I could have did it, through phone conversations or through a text message. But, our beef was on social media. Our beef was in the public. And I wanted to reach out publicly and squash the beef and show the world that, hey, this hit home for me. And all the millions of good times that Kevin and I shared for, you know, just as a brotherhood, I wouldn't go let another moment pass by without me doing my part. Cause I played, I did some wrongdoing in that Twitter beef. And, you know, you can't take things back, but you can apologize and try to move forward. And I just wanted to let the world know that, and KD know, man, that I'm sorry, bro. Like, hey, you know, whatever I did and playing a role in that Twitter beef, I wanted to squash it on Twitter. And then on top of that, I wanted to open eyes of others and make them realize, you know, hey, man, you know, if you're beefing with a loved one or a friend, you know, the next 60 seconds is not promised to us. So, you know, try to squash that, try to move on, and try to tell a loved one, someone that you love them and you care about them, and try to move forward. And that's the messages that I want to get out there.
I think that is a truly excellent message, and I hope a lot of people look at the example you set and decide, good point, I'll do that too. Now, the last time we had you on, we talked quite a bit about Kristaps Porzingis, and you kind of gave us an idea that, like, maybe you should be worried if he comes back and plays and then sits and then plays and then sits. Well, we're starting to see a variation of that play out where he's come back, he's played a couple games, then he's been listed as questionable, and obviously he's not playing on the other side of a back-to-back. And is it time that Mavericks fans start to get concerned? Because I think we're there.
Well, I was concerned. I've been concerned about him. I mean, to me, I just, you know, it's no knock on Porzingis, but, you know, when you look at a guy in Luka Doncic, You see superstar written all over him. To me, Porzingis is not even, you know, a second option guy. And I was kind of concerned for the Mavs fans because I think, you know, a lot of Dallas fans were kind of fooled by that and was like, hey, we got us a dynamic duo. And I was like, not just yet. You know, Porzingis is a good player, but I don't know if he's that number two option. You know, I don't know if he could be a guy that could actually, you know, if Luka, you know, went out, he could just possibly carry a team in a 10-game span and have them go, you know, 7-3, you know, on the average side, on the good side, you know. And, you know, I knew it was going to come to light, and it's showing, man. You know, it's just showing.
The addition of Willie Cauley-Stein.
So y'all telling me y'all worried right now?
Yes,
absolutely, man. Yeah, if he can't show up night in, night out, I want the guy when the playoffs come around because I want some points. But I mean, every single night I'm worried if he's going to be healthy enough.
And
yeah, man.
I got to tell you, the other thing that worries me even beyond health is what you were just saying. Is I wonder if Kristaps is like a really good third option on a really good team. And like you were saying, we kind of fooled ourselves into thinking he's a really good second option on a really good team.
Yeah, he did. I mean, listen, he's a good player. Is he a player that's like a game changer? I don't believe. Like, to me, like, I pray for the kid. I hope he gets through that Achilles rupture. But the Powell kid was playing better than Porzingis. He was playing, you know, he was giving the Mavericks what they need on both ends of the floor. Him and Luka had a great connection on the court, something that we thought Porzingis and Luka would be doing right now. But, you know, Porzingis, man, you know, and I understand the rest, and I understand him coming off an ACL injury, but I had an ACL tear. I was a guy that went through that same injury, and I was back in 6 months. Porzingis had over, almost a year to rehab and recover. Like, to me, like, we're past the halfway mark. Right now, it shouldn't be no excuses. You know, he should be in round form. We should see a Porzingis that's, you know, giving us 25 points and 18 rebounds and 7 blocks right now, and we're not getting that.
Hopefully we can get it out of him during the playoffs. That's all I'm begging for, Kendrick. That's all I'm asking for, man, is just get to the playoffs and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They added Willie Cauley-Stein, and my co-host, and they pretty much got him for nothing there.
Sure.
But my co-host told a lot of our listeners to be prepared to see less than exceptional nights from Willie Cauley-Stein, that you're probably going to get more nights like you got last night from him in his debut, and that was – 4 points, a few rebounds, and about 20 minutes.
I agree.
You do? A lot of people were like really hoping that he could be that Dwight Powell replacement, but he's a different type of player. I've always thought of him like an underachiever.
Yeah, he is an underachiever. And I'm telling you that the Powell kid, him and it's apples and oranges with Willie Cauley-Stein, but you applaud, Dallas for making the move because, it's low risk for high reward. So it's not like you had to go out there and pay or go get Willie Cauley-Stein and give up a lot. So to me, it was a great move by the Mavericks because it's low risk. You're not asking him to come in. If he give you something one night and he's able to come out there and give you 12 points and 8 rebounds, then you're putting yourself in great position. But we got to expect, don't set the ceiling too high for Willie Cauley-Stein because he is who he is. Like, he's what you seen last night. He's going to give you that 4 points and 6 rebounds, and that's what he's going to do.
Now that we've had the chance to, see a good half of the season play out, what are your general thoughts on the Mavericks, especially when looking into the playoffs? Still a team that could make some noise or a team that will get some playoff experience, probably get bounced, and then have to regroup from there?
Well, I think they're a team that could get some playoff experience, although when healthy, and like I said, Powell was a huge blow. But if Porzingis could step up, they could make some noise because – I love Dallas role players. I love Steph Curry. I love Bronson. That kid could play. He plays his tails off. I love what the Wright kid brings in off the bench. I love what Tim Hardaway Jr. And I love the other kid, Finney Smith. So, and the big 7'6".
Boban.
Boban plays well when he plays, man. I'm telling you, he plays well. And Luka is just a bona fide superstar. The sky's the limit. But my only concern with Luka is, in the playoffs, what teams are going to do, especially in their Western Conference Finals. They're going to say, nah, Luka, we're not going to let you get 40 tonight. We're going to trap you until you get the ball up, and we're going to make other guys beat us. And can those other guys actually step up to the plate, and are they capable of going for 30 to 35 points? Because right now in the NBA, in order to advance in the playoffs, you need 2 to 3 guys on your team that's capable for exploding for, a 30-point night in case your number one superstar is having an off night. You need that number two or number three option that could – because 20 points is the norm right now in the league. Like, back in the day when you used to average 20, you was doing something. But now, averaging 20 points, you see that, people doing that easily. You have a little stud down there in Memphis and the kid Dylan Brooks. He's almost, over the last month, he's been putting up 20 every night. So, 20 is the norm. They got so many people averaging 19 points right now, it's ridiculous. So you need that star that could rise to the occasion if Luka is getting trapped to say, I'm going to take over and give you that 35 tonight or 40-point game.
Hey,
I don't know if Dallas has it.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully they can make one more move to make that happen. Perk, before we let you go, we're seeing, Mark Cuban said no player will ever wear 24 again. And then around the league, guys are starting to give up their number. I wanted to get your thoughts on that real quick before we say bye.
I love it. I love it. And that's what I say about, it's horrible that it happened to Kobe, but you could just see this happening is waking guys up and bringing people together, and you just love to see it. You love to see it. I think it's beautiful how guys and Mark Cuban and owners and other franchises and players are honoring the great Kobe Bryant And I think it's beautiful, and it's only going to bring not only the NBA world, but I think it's going to bring the world in general more closer and together and make people look at life totally different.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We always appreciate when you can hop on with us.
All right, fellas, make sure y'all get me back for the playoffs start, though.
Oh, yeah, we
yes,
will.
Sir.
Absolutely,
all
man.
Right.
All right, be good.
Kendrick Perkins, our radio.com NBA insider.
We're going to have him come hang out with us when the playoffs come around, man.
Yeah, he loves him some Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he does.
He does not love him some Kristaps.
Oh, well, that's a maybe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.